Well, well, well. Come in, my dear fellow. Let me look at you. But first, an embrace. It is not often you see an old friend for the first time in nearly 4 years. You've not changed a bit. Well, of course I'm lying. The eyes are that little bit more lined, the skin has lost some of its texture, the hair is a touch more grey. We are both past our best. But at least you're still slim, to the point of emaciation. How you can eat so much to so little effect never ceases to astonish. The differences between us grow year by year, as you undoubtedly noticed the moment you saw me. I must confess, I was disturbed when I received your proposal last month. I thought to begin with that it was a bad idea. I could hardly believe you were prepared to travel all this way just to see me. Hence my cautious reply in case you were making sly fun of me. My years of exile have made me sensitive, as you will no doubt discover. But here you are, a figure from history itself. My history, at least, as I suppose you are still very much in the centre of things back in London. A glass of wine to toast your arrival. A particularly good year, 1912, as I'm sure you will agree, especially when carefully aged for nearly 9 months. I joke, of course. I like the stuff, but hardly expect your sophisticated palate to be equally enthusiastic. It is all sun and earth, no artifice in its production whatsoever. Dark, strong, and somewhat violent. A little like the people who make it, in fact. I've grown used to the taste. It makes a change from the beer and cider that are the staples hereabouts. And fine vintages would be wasted on me, even if you could get them. I have a barrel brought over on the boat every month or so and drink it until it turns to vinegar. Already has, you think? No, it's meant to be like that. Or if it isn't, few on this island know any better. This is the wine of the peasantry, the fuel of France. Drink it and you become like them. Don't say you haven't been warned. Sit down, then. I know, not comfortable. Sit down, then. I know, not comfortable, but it is the cleanest and best chair I have. Besides, it will suit my purpose admirably, as you will see. I have been made nervous, even irritated by your sudden arrival on my little island. Do you know how long it is since I've had a commission to paint a portrait? Extraordinary, considering my vogue. But I gave all that up when I gave up England. And now you want to take me into my past. So be it. You will have to endure the consequences of your own folly. Your timing is as good as ever, though. A few months ago, I would have rejected the idea out of hand, but now I find the invitation tickling. Why not, I thought. Let's see what we can do here. It is time to discover whether I can ever go back to England by exploring why I left in the first place.